The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering recommending designating the entire Arctic National Wildlife Refuge as a wilderness area. Right now, three sections of the refuge are not considered wilderness areas, including the coastal plain that contains an estimated 11 billion barrels of recoverable oil. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The decision to review the wilderness designations came out of the initial phase of completing the first conservation plan for the refuge since 1988. U.S. Fish and Wildlife spokesman Bruce Wood says the process drew a lot of comments from the public.
Since there was considerable interest in the issue, it seemed that an analysis of those wilderness characteristics would be an appropriate step.
Each of the three sections that are not currently wilderness areas will be evaluated independently, but most of the attention will be on the 1002 area, or coastal plain, which has been at the center of a decades-long battle over whether it should be open to oil drilling. Wood says the area hasn't gone through a wilderness review since the refuge was created 5 decades ago.
Yeah, I think this would be the first time that the coastal plain has been analyzed for wilderness characteristics since the refuge was established.
Wood says the decision will depend on whether the wilderness designation would be more appropriate to meet the intended purpose of the refuge. That purpose includes preserving unique wildlife, wilderness, and recreational areas, and providing for subsistence use. The Regional Fish and Wildlife Office will make the initial recommendation on any new wilderness areas for the refuge, but Woods emphasizes that decision would have to be approved by the Interior Secretary, the President, and finally, Congress.
This is early days in what looks to be a fairly long process, and the service doesn't itself have the authority to designate any of these areas as wilderness.
And Wood says even if the coastal plain does become a designated wilderness, oil drilling isn't necessarily off the table. He says Congress could still allow it.
I suppose it would make it harder because Congress hasn't very often, as far as I know, decided to allow oil and gas development within a wilderness area, and they might have to remove that wilderness designation. But it would be in the hands of Congress as it is now.
Wood says anything having to do with ANWR generates a lot of controversy, and the decision to conduct the wilderness review is no exception. Environmental groups like the Wilderness Society weighed in, saying a wilderness designation is especially important as the refuge celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. But Governor Sean Parnell said, quote, "Alaska will not allow the federal government to lock up more land without a fight." Meanwhile, three Democratic U.S. senators are trying to drum up support from their colleagues for asking President Obama to extend the strongest possible protections to ANWR. Alaska Senator Mark Begich is fighting that effort, saying prohibiting development in the coastal plain is irresponsible given the energy needs of the country. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.